Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Hans von Spakovsky, Election Law Reform Initiative Manager, Senior Legal Fellow with the Heritage Foundation, and an attorney who can talk. I could listen to you for days, Hans, on civil rights, civil justice, First Amendment. You're the best, but I thought of you immediately. Welcome in.
You know, it's interesting. I heard that clip, and she only gave half.
Yes.
She only gave half of the important provision in the 14th Amendment. And I was wondering, is that deliberate, or is she just too dumb to understand what she said? Because here's what the 14th Amendment says. You're a citizen, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. That second phrase is the crucial part of that provision, because what it means, and listen, I've done a lot of research on this. I went back and I looked at the original passage of the 14th Amendment. Remember, it was one of the Reconstruction Amendments after the Civil War. And what the senators and others meant by that was you owe political allegiance to the United States. And so the difference is that, look, if a German tourist comes to the U.S., yeah, they're subject to our laws, but they don't owe political allegiance to our government. They can't be called for jury duty. Mm-hmm. They can't be drafted if we're in a war. And the same is true of her children. If she has a baby while she's here, that baby is a citizen of Germany, owes his political allegiance to Germany, not to the United States. So the son or daughter of an illegal alien who's born here, they are a citizen of whatever country that illegal alien came from. They are not a citizen of the United States. And anybody who says differently, they've been misinterpreting the 14th Amendment for a long time.
Now, I will, since you mentioned Kristen Welker, I will tell you, full disclosure, so she used to work at the local NBC affiliate. I knew her, smart cookie, but her education probably is why she only gave the first half. Went to a great Germantown friend's private school here, but that, you know, they won't sing the national anthem or anything, friends, you know, but she went to Harvard and actually graduated magna cum laude from Harvard. So an intelligent person, but I guess maybe in this case, the education isn't there, or the indoctrination of somebody. I know she's a smart person. So it's either bias by omission, or it's just the way that her education has convinced her that only the first half matters, Hans.
It's hard for me to believe that wasn't intentional. And, and look, I give another example of this. There's actually an 1884 Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't looked at this in, oh my gosh, 130 years, okay? Mm-hmm. But back in 1884, there was a case where an American Indian sued the U.S. government because he said, look, I should be considered a citizen of the United States. Supreme Court said no. Even though you were born in the United States, that second phrase means, who do you owe your political allegiance to? Your tribe, not the United States government. It wasn't until the 1920s that Congress passed a law making all American Indians U.S. citizens. If birthright citizenship was the correct interpretation of the 14th Amendment, Congress wouldn't have needed to pass that law making all American Indians U.S. citizens.
So Hans, is the best way to handle this through taking it back through Congress to just clarify the wording on this and hash that out?
Well, there's a federal statute on this, but it simply repeats the language of the 14th Amendment. And any attempt by Congress to clarify this is going to just end up in a lawsuit. And anyway, look, the way this is going to happen is for Donald Trump to, when he comes in, issue an executive order that tells federal agencies like the State Department, you can only issue a U.S. passport to someone who proves that not only were they born in the United States, but at least one of their parents was a United States citizen. Executive order to other federal departments, that disperse federal, you know, welfare benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Most federal welfare benefits, Congress has said only people who are U.S. citizens are eligible for those. And again, the president can order those federal agencies in order to comply with that requirement that you have to prove you're a U.S. citizen. And that means proving that, one, you're either born in the U.S., one of your parents was a U.S. citizen, or you're a naturalized citizen. And what will happen is, if he issues an order like that, is he'll get sued by about 500 liberal organizations, and it'll end up going to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'd be willing to bet that he wins. The Supreme Court's going to rule in his favor.
And so if they rule, if it went through that progress that you're talking about, through that process, Hans, then at that point that becomes the law and thus it's clarified.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And like I said, the last time the Supreme Court even looked at this issue was in 1898. And in that case, they actually made a wrong decision, but they said that the children born in the U.S. of lawful permanent residents were U.S. citizens. Now, that interpretation is wrong, but even under that very narrow holding, that would exclude all the children born to illegal aliens in the United States. You know, there's a big difference between being here illegally and being a permanent resident alien who's here illegally.
And as far as, you know, locally here in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania, there are colleges, and I imagine this is happening across the country, but some of our Haverford College and I believe UPenn warning their international students that if you're in your home country, make sure you're back before January 20th because Trump will come into office. And they put out these statements that we're committed to, you know, keeping you informed, but with the imminent arrival of the second Trump administration, they're promising a hard focus on immigration. Is there anything within our law that prohibits international students have a special type of a card, right, that they come here as a student?
Yeah, that's, look, that is pure unadulterated politics by those colleges trying to scare people. Any international student that comes to the U.S. legally to study at a U.S. college goes through a visa application program. And if they get a visa granted, then they are allowed to come here and study. And there is not, it hasn't been a single word by Donald Trump or Tom Homan or anybody else about somehow taking all of the aliens who are here legally and somehow throwing them out of the country. So that's just the kind of absurdity we can expect from those kinds of liberal colleges.
It's a shame. Final question, Hans von Spakovsky. What did you make of Trump's comment about the DACA kids, that he wanted to work something out because they were, you know, they were either brought here as young children or born here?
Well, remember, he said that during his first term.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, during his first term, he said to Congress, look, you guys need to come up with some kind of solution to that. This. I don't personally believe that we should provide amnesty to DACA beneficiaries. You know, they always talk about, oh, it's people who came here when they were 3 or 4 years old, therefore they can't go back. No, the overwhelming majority of DACA recipients came here when they were teenagers. You and I both know, but listen, by the time we were 16 and 17, right, we'd been in school for how long? 10 years, spoke English fluently, knew our pop culture fluently. Anyone who comes here from Mexico when they're 17, it's not a hardship for them to be returned to Mexico because they spent 10 years in school in Mexico. They know Spanish. They know the culture down there. And the idea that somehow we're doing something terrible by making them return is again, it's one of those, I think, outrageous claims that's made to try to prevent enforcement of our immigration laws.
Well, until next time, Hans von Spakovsky at H. von Spakovsky, if you want to follow him. Thank you so much. I could listen to you all day and think the world of you. So thanks for coming on and clarifying the 14th Amendment.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Hans.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.